Praise God. Praise the Lord. Amen. We clap for the Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. We clap for the Lord. Our God is worthy of praise forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Welcome all of you to the house of the Lord. Welcome to the house of God. My name is Pastor Teddy Santos from Baltimore Christian Faith Center in Randallstown, Maryland. And we bless the name of the Lord for another beautiful day he has given us. We bless the name of God where we can come here and feel his presence, experience the touch of God, and to feed our inner man. You know, it's this morning before I came here, my wife made a wonderful egg sandwich for me, as she does. Amen. Thank you. As, you know, most mornings, you know, I guess some sort of meat, you know, like bacon or something like that. With, you know, today was an English muffin. It was great. She brews me a cup of coffee. And there are times, you know, I skip breakfast, you know, if I feel like it. So I'm just going to, I'm going to fast breakfast. I might even fast, you know, lunch or something. I'll just wait for dinner. But, you know, today I felt as though I needed a little quick shot of caffeine, you know, to get me going and everything else, especially with the newborn. You know, why is Pastor talking about his breakfast? Well, just so you know, I'm running off that breakfast right now. Right? But equally, we need to also feed our inner man every single day. You know, it's, you don't ever have to fast from feeding your inner man. Amen? As a matter of fact, there's nothing wrong for us to be a little bit overweight on when it comes to the inner man side of things. You understand that analogy? Yeah. I want to be really overweight when it comes to my inner guy. You know, in high school, I was an athlete. I participated in a couple school sports, and one thing was common. We all had to go to the gym, and we all had to work out, and we had to strengthen ourselves and condition ourselves, so to speak. And there are, you know, one, maybe two muscle groups in your body that you could exercise every single day. Every single day. At the time, I think everything now is an app, but at the time we'd get a sheet. And so on Monday, we would exercise this muscle group, and then the next day, this muscle group, and then the following day, it'll be that other muscle group, and then you could, on a third day, you could come back to the muscle group 3 days prior. The reason why is because it gives you time for that muscle group to recoup so you don't suffer, you know, muscle tear. You know, you let it rejuvenate, you let it, you know, heal, and then that's how your muscles build, you know, or else you're just going to suffer an injury. I know for one that you can exercise your abs every single day. You could do crunches every single day. That's one muscle or muscle group that you daily can exercise, and you won't suffer any sort of harm. Well, equally, I'm going to compare that to your inner man. You can exercise, you can feed your inner man every single day. And you're not going to suffer any sort of harm. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Amen?
Amen?
Amen. So we've come here today to hear from God, to feed our inner man. And I pray that the Holy Spirit will minister to you on a one-on-one basis. So with that, let's go ahead and open with a word of prayer. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we love you so very much. We thank you, Lord, so much for your wonderful blessings for us and your promises, Lord, for us who love you. I thank you, Lord, for the opportunity that I have to share here this morning. I thank you, Lord, so very much how you speak to all of us here, Lord, and everyone who's watching right now, Lord, this live stream. I pray, Lord, this morning that you will speak to your people, that you will move, Lord, your people, that you would encourage, Lord, your people. And I pray, Lord, that we would be driven that we would be excited more with you, Lord, more and more as every day, Lord, goes on. I thank you, Lord, so very much for all of the promises that you left for us. And I pray, Lord, that we would see ourselves how you see us, Lord. I pray, Lord, that we would see, Lord, your purpose and your will for our lives, and may we accomplish those purposes. May we be driven, Lord, to please you and to do all that you have us do. I pray, Holy Spirit, that you'll do the ministering, Lord, here this morning. I pray, Lord, that your people will hear your voice and know, Lord, that you are speaking to them. Thank you, Lord, so much. And it is in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Do you have your Bibles this morning?
Yes.
Good. I'm glad you do. Most of us were here last Tuesday morning, right? I'd say so, most of us. I won't ask you, or maybe I should ask, right? There's some people already looking at me like, he's getting ready to ask, he's getting ready to ask. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and ask. What was spoken about last Tuesday morning? Who remembers? What was that? Thank you, sister. Thank you so very much. I spoke about our bodies being a temple of the Holy Ghost and how we should commit our bodies to be used by God. Amen?
Amen.
Here on Tuesdays, it is How to Keep Your Healing Tuesday. We speak about health. We speak about the human body. We speak about the physical and also the spiritual body. How to maintain, what to do, what not to do, avoid certain things for the better of not only just your physical self, but also your spiritual self. The title was, Your Body as a Sacrifice. Your body as a sacrifice. Now, to the person who does not understand, just by that title, they might say, why would I want to sacrifice my body for your God or your religion? They're going to say that because they don't understand, right? But today we're going to do a part two of this, and I was going to continue on, in the thought that we were speaking about last week, but the Lord brought me slightly to a different direction when it comes to that, your body as a sacrifice. And I think that you will be excited about this morning, if in case you haven't heard a message like this before. As my sister mentioned just a couple of minutes ago, a Christian's body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. We all know this, right? We're all acquainted with that. You've heard it so many times, both me saying and someone else saying and over the course of time. I really want to drill this in your mind right now. And I really want you to accept this, that your physical body, the Holy Spirit dwells inside. Amen? Does this mean anything to you? The same Spirit, the same God that created the universe is inside of all of those that have accepted Him and are living for Him and are serving Him. Does that mean anything to you? The same God that created heaven and earth, His Holy Spirit is dwelling inside of you right now. That same God. The same Spirit that raised the Lord Jesus from the dead abides inside of you. That is, it's not to be taken lightly, you know. That's kind of a big deal. Amen?
Amen.
That in itself That, every time I think about that, that is a confidence booster to me. It does not matter. Understand this. It does not matter how I feel. It does not matter how I woke up this morning. It doesn't matter the condition that I am right now, mentally, physically. It does not matter. It doesn't. Why do you say that? Why doesn't it matter? Should it matter? Don't you need to be at your 100% so you can serve the Lord? Right? Someone can easily say that. Well, to that I'm going to say this. Didn't Paul 3 times ask the Lord for him to remove the thorn of his flesh? But yet, he is one of the greatest men in the New Testament right now that we read about on a weekly basis, right? Even through his, some people say that he had, he suffered from something on his eyesight. You know, he was losing his vision or, you know, something related to his vision. The story goes, traditions mention that several of his letters were written by his assistant that traveled with him because his assistant had good vision and could write. And so he just spoke and his assistant wrote it. As a matter of fact, it's documented in a couple places in the New Testament. That didn't stop him, did it? Being locked up in chains didn't stop him. Used powerfully by the hand of God, you know? And all the Lord said to him in response to his request was this: my grace is sufficient for thee. I always, there's certain scriptures that I like to quote in the King James Version. I think that's a pretty cool one. My grace is sufficient for thee. You know? So, no matter how I am feeling at any given moment, that doesn't negate the fact that the Spirit of God dwells inside of me. I want to start out with 1 Corinthians 6. We're going to start out 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19. I'll give you a few moments here to turn the page if you like and follow me in your Bible. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Amen. Amen, amen. Let's start reading, starting in verse 19 of 1 Corinthians 6. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you don't belong to yourself, and you are not your own? 20. For you were bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God. In where? Your body and in your spirit, which that also belongs to God, which are God's, right? Here right now, the Word of God clearly says right now, he's asking the question, don't you know that God is in you? If in case you didn't know, now you know. You have been bought at a very high price. You don't belong to yourself. Because if you would not have been bought, you would have been lost. You would have lost everything. You would be toast. You would be fried. Right? But then he says right now, glorify God in your body. And also in your spirit. Now, we just finished reading the New King James. The King James Version, the word offer is translated this way: present. Present yourself. Do you know what that means? Here I am, Lord. Here I am at your disposition. Here I am, Lord, to serve you. You have priority number one. Use me as you will. Here's another definition. Yield. Amen? Amen. You want to yield your spirit to the Lord? You want to yield your conscience, your mind, your soul? You want to yield your physical body to the Lord first? This is all that He wants. Now, we have a choice. We all have a choice. We have a choice whether or not we're going to commit, we're going to yield, we're going to surrender, we're going to present this body. I could guarantee you right now that if you yield yourself 100%, you would see miracles, physical miracles in your bodies. The moment you decide, just like that, Lord, I am at your disposition. I guarantee you. I could compare it to right now. Say, if I lend my vehicle to someone, and this has happened recently, I lend my pickup truck for somebody to use it because they need it. Here you go. I can't help you, but you can use my truck. So drive it, okay? Drive my vehicle, use it, and just bring it back to me in one piece. All right? Agreed. Sure, no, yeah. If my truck leaves with a half a tank or a quarter of a tank, it's coming back at a full tank. And I don't have to say anything, right? I'm not charging. Look, I'm going to rent you my truck, but I'll give it to you at a very good price. Half the cost of what you would get from Enterprise Rental Car. They also rent trucks and everything. No, use it. Use it for as long as you need it. And a lot of times it comes back clean. It comes back, you know, nice and washed. If the truck had some leaves on it, it was a little bit dirty, it's nice and swept in the back. And it comes back with a full tank. Because I let them use my vehicle, my property, right? Now, if we, being evil, know how to do good things, right? To our fellow brothers and sisters. Now, you know, this is Pastor Teddy's translation. To one another. The Bible says you're children, right? But to one another, just imagine how much more the Lord our God will do for us when we present our bodies to God. How much more is He going to exceed our expectations? Just if we just present and yield this physical body to the Lord. This is part of how to keep your healing, you know. I said, Lord, I'm limping a little bit. You know, I'm kind of like dragging a little bit, but I'm still going to go forward. I'm still going to go through with it. And watch what the Lord is going to do. How many times have you heard from different preachers that they weren't limping anymore, or this wasn't happening anymore, or that wasn't happening anymore? Simply because they did one thing. They yielded unto the Lord. Let us go over to Romans chapter 6, verse 13. Matter of fact, we'll go ahead and put it right away. I want to get through a couple of these verses here because... Amen. Romans 6:13. It says this. And do not present your members. Members here means bodies, right? This is not members of a church. Do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. I want to break this verse down right now in intimate detail, and this is where the rubber meets the road. I want you to pay attention right now. The first part that I want to talk about is present yourselves to God, is what we have been talking about right now. This means, do you know what this means? Present yourself to God. I'll tell you right now. Yield your will. That's it. When Paul right now is saying, present yourself, yield yourself to the Lord, yield your will to God. I want you to know one thing. The enemy cannot force your will. Do you understand that? If you are one of those people that commonly say, the enemy made me do this, the enemy made me do that, I ask you right now, don't say that anymore. Because you are giving the enemy more credit than he deserves. The enemy made you do nothing. Okay? Now, equally, I'm going to say this too. God can't make you do anything either. Understand that. Do you understand that? I said it. The enemy cannot force your will, and God will not also. So it's very safe and normal thing. The best thing that you can do is for you to give willingly your will to God. You do it, not anybody else. Well, how about the influence? Influence this and influence that. Well, I'll tell you this. When you gave your life to the Lord Jesus, it wasn't out of influence. When you gave your life to the Lord Jesus, it wasn't because a group of kids, once upon a time when you were a teenager, they did it, so you just went along and tagged along, peer pressure. You gave your life to the Lord Jesus because you felt the love of God, because you experienced His love, because He touched you in such a way that it broke you down, and you felt love like you've never felt before. Nobody made you do nothing. You reacted from love. Do you understand? This is why you serve the Lord. This is why you love the Lord, because He has loved us first. Amen? This is why. Certainly in the back of our minds, we think about, man, what would it be for me if I would have never served God? I'd be in hell. You know, I would lose everything. Who knows where I would be? But praise the Lord that I can be with Him when I leave this earth for eternity. You know, we think about those things. But by all means, God didn't force none of us to make that decision. And equally, the enemy cannot force your will towards anything. You choose. This is a choice that you make. And right now, this is why the Word of God says, present. You present your members to the Lord. Present your bodies. Yield your bodies to the Lord as an instrument unto God. This is the second phase of what I want to talk about right now. Right now, the Greek word for instrument, it is the word hoplon. Now, what comes to mind right now, and I don't know if I'm going to hear a right question. Let me get everybody involved right now. You with me? What does the Lord mean right now when He says instrument? Yield your bodies as an instrument to the Lord. What does it mean? A tool? A tool that could be used? Okay. Did I hear something on the side? A vessel? Instrument? Vessel? Okay. Pretty cool. Anybody else? What do you think, Bob? Welcome back, Bob, by the way. Yes?
I said a tool.
A tool, same thing, a tool, okay. Like a writing utensil, right? As a conversation I was having with Brother Peter this morning. You know, the Lord, a pen in the hand of God that the Lord just writes, you know. A tool, a utensil, an instrument, a vessel. This word, hoplon, in Greek, as far as instrument is concerned, you know what it's translated to? You're going to like this. A weapon. Hey, you like that?
Yes, I do.
A weapon in the hand of God.
Amen.
Hoplon. You go ahead and search it yourself. If you happen to have a thesaurus. As a matter of fact, I was so excited of discovering this that I went ahead and put the whole definition here in my notes. It is from the primary word hepo. In parentheses, it says to be busy about. Okay, here we go. An implement or utensil or tool. Somebody said tool, right? A few people said tool on this side. Literally or figuratively, especially offensive for war. And then it goes on. Armor, instrument, weapon. Hoplon. Amen? Yield your bodies to God as an instrument, as a weapon of war. Your body. Your body. You say, Lord, I only have one leg, but you know what? I'm going to go hopping, doing your work. And I'm right there on the front line, and I'm going to do your bidding. Amen?
Amen?
However I'm feeling, whatever situation I'm at, I am here, Lord, at your disposition. I am here for your service, for your will, as an instrument in your hand. Use me powerfully. Praise the Lord. This is what it means to yield unto God as an instrument. Imagine you being a powerful weapon in the hand of the Lord. Amen. You know, lately I was watching a replay of the 2020 Olympics, and they have trap shooting as one of the games, you know, Olympic competitions. And in 2020, an American man won the gold medal. He was perfect but one shot. He missed one shot in all of the entire competition. Second place missed three shots. And, you know, fourth place, I don't remember how many shots. I think it might have been four shots that he missed. But it's very hard, you know, for you to be a sharp shooter, a world-class sharp shooter. A weapon in the hand of that individual or of a marksman is something something to be reckoned with. It's something to be admired. It's something, you know, the right instrument, the right tool in the right hands, man, great and mighty things can happen. It doesn't matter if you're a plumber, a carpenter. It doesn't matter if you're a mechanic. It doesn't matter if you are a sculptist. Is that the word, right? Sculptist? Sculptor? Those guys that do sculptures? Sculpturer? Imagine you being in the hands of God as a powerful weapon. Let me have, please, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 7. You go ahead and put it up. 2 Corinthians 6, 7. Listen to this. By the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness, on the right hand and on the left. Just imagine. Armor right now is in this spoken right here in 2 Corinthians 6, 7. Is that exact same word, hoplon, which means arms and arms, weapons in the hands of the Lord. Right now, it's also referenced in Ephesians 6:11. I'm going to go ahead and read it. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Amen. You see, this is nothing for you to take lightly, brothers and sisters. The Apostle Paul's ministry advanced because of the resources that he had spiritually. Mind you, I'm not here saying of the resources that he had physically. He didn't have the latest and greatest automobile or horses or carriage, right? He didn't have an entourage of men that traveled with him. He had a companion at times. We're not talking about he had the best diet. He had the best conditions. He had all the resources needed for him to become successful. He had all the spiritual resources for him to fight. And this is what made him successful. But you know what it first takes? The yielding of your will. You have to yield your will to God. The word of the Lord says, by the word of truth. It is by the word of truth that the Apostle Paul proclaimed the gospel and relied on the power of God in the person of the Spirit to produce that result. He relied on the Lord for every victory, for every fight. He relied on the Lord for every single circumstance. Mind you, he wasn't just a scholar. He wasn't just someone who was well-spoken, who was eloquent. As a matter of fact, 1 Corinthians 2, 4, and 5 is one of my favorite verses in the entire Bible, in the New Testament, I should say. And it's one that I actively go after. Let me have that. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 4 and 5, it says, "And my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of the power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God." Amen? Amen. In other words, Paul is being used as a powerful weapon in the hands of God. He's not coming to you right now with degrees. He's not coming to you right now with eloquent words, with tons of research made, and all these, you know, nice and buttoned up, fluffy, beautiful, eloquent messages. I'm going to display the power of God. I'm going to show you the power of the Holy Spirit. You're going to be moved by the Lord. He comes first. Everything else comes second. Amen. Praise the Lord. You see, relying on God, Paul was literally equipped with a weapon of righteousness to cope with the enemy attacks from both sides, from the left, from the right. And you know what that does? When we stand against the enemy, when we stand against the attack that comes our way because we are wreaking havoc in the darkness, when we are properly armed, both on the left arm and the right arm, the enemy has to flee. He cannot stand against any saint of God. There's no two ways about it. Amen? I want to close this morning with James chapter 4, verse 7. That says this, James 4, 7, "Therefore, yield." Amen? "Therefore, submit to God." And then it says, "Resist the devil, and he will flee from you." You won't be able to resist anything if you're not properly armed. Will you now? You won't. If you are not correctly, if you are not properly armed, you're not resisting anything. But before you can do any sort of resisting, first thing you do is submit to God. Submit your will to the Lord. If in case you were asking in the beginning of the service, well, how do we yield our bodies? How do I do that? Where do I start? What does that look like to yield this body, this temple? Submit your will. That's all. Present your will to the Lord. When you present your will to the Lord, the body is going to follow, right? Everything else is going to follow. This is how you do that. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise
God. Let's go ahead and conclude with a word of prayer. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you that you have chosen us to be a powerful weapon in your hand. We thank you, Lord, that we can submit this body, Lord, unto you. And you use us, Lord, in a mighty way. Lord, we want to be used by you. And we yield our will. We yield our desires. We yield, Lord, this physical body to you. Use us, Lord, in a mighty way. Use us, Lord, right now to whichever which way you would want. We are at your disposition, Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, so very much for giving us, Lord, this opportunity to serve you. We thank you, Lord, that you have entrusted us with so many things. And Lord, right now we pray that we would be faithful stewards of all that you have given us, of all that you have equipped us with. We thank you, Lord, that we can serve you in a powerful, powerful way. Thank you, Lord, for new beginnings. Thank you, Lord, so very much for new beginnings, Lord, for those who were stagnant once upon a time, that who were standing still, who didn't know what to do. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for revelation. Thank you, Lord, so very much. Heavenly Father, be pleased, Lord, with our services. I pray, Lord, that you will find pleasure with our lives. May we not, Lord, remain just dormant, but Lord, may you agitate us. May we do, Lord, your bidding with all that we have. And as we always say, Lord, we love you, and we shall always love you, Lord, not just now, but forever. Thank you, Lord, and it is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. God bless you.
Give the Lord a big clap again. He's worthy to be praised. Amen. Let's continue to worship the Lord with our tithe and offering. Let's stretch forth our hand towards the offering. Lord, we thank you. We worship you. Father, we give you our thanks. We bless your name for who you are, O Lord. Father, we are presenting this before you. Let there be open heavens. Pour more blessing upon your people. Heal us, O Lord. As whatever we are presenting before you, Lord, increase and multiply for us to use it to expand this place, for spreading your gospel around the world. Thank you, Father, for answered prayers. In Jesus' most wonderful name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.